Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's go behind enemy lines. We're getting ready for Crosstalk with the Morning Roast Show in San Francisco. Here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
What are we doing?
Oh, we got it? We're good?
What's up, guys?
Oh, what's up? What's up, Sean and RJ?
Hey,
what's happening?
You got his name right.
How you doing? Yes.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, we're out here in Silicon Valley, man. They teach us how to read out here. So, you know what I'm saying? We're ready to roll, man. How are you guys sleeping right now?
Comfortably.
Really?
Yeah, why wouldn't we be? I mean, you guys barely snuck in. You've never been a great team all year long. You're still playing, you know, 1980s football with your big, powerful run game. You got a quarterback who is going to get replaced as soon as this season is over with, and a general manager who likes tweets, you know, insulting him. So why wouldn't we sleep well?
Plus the Galarian route.
Look here, Sean and RJ. That's all cute. That all sounds good. I mean, power football. I mean, the bullies are going to come down and bully you guys. You guys are a finesse team. And look, I'm looking at the schedule, and you want to talk about inconsistencies and not being a great football team. You guys realize you're 6-5 outside of the division. You beat up on the Washington football team, the New York Giants, and the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, they're basically the G League of the NFL. That is a joke. That is a joke of a division. So you play the big boys out of conference. We just saw how the Cardinals beat you up. You struggle with Mac Jones and the Patriots. You struggle with Taysom Hill in New Orleans. I mean, come on. You guys need to get back to 1980s football, and you guys would play 1980s football. However, you can't because Ezekiel Elliott is washed. The guy eats too much. He loves tequila in Mexico. So the guy's about 260 pounds.
Everybody loves that. What's the problem? I don't know what the problem is.
Guys, these guys are coming at us hard. You would think we were the ones dating a porn star. Wow, this is this is insane right now.
Oh, the porn star.
Oh, yeah.
Were you guys using material from 2018, man? Come on.
Absolutely.
What the hell was that?
What percentage of y'all's audience, seriously, like what percentage
has already moved here?
No. What percentage thinks that y'all are going to win this game?
100%. I don't know if you know this. Operation Takeover happens again. Remember in 2015 when Colin Kaepernick went down there with Vernon Davis and it was just a sea of red? I mean, come on. You guys can't even. You're out here begging your fans, don't sell to Niner fans, please.
You guys are reporting what? There's like 17% Niner fans that are going to come to the stadium. Is that what y'all were saying?
That's just what's reported. I mean, there's going to it's probably going to be 50-50. We all know.
I mean, 50-50.
We know Jerry's World's a neutral site stadium,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's a neutral site,
it's like a
man.
Bowl game.
Yeah, exactly. We're going down to the Cotton Bowl. That's what we're doing.
One big party.
We're going to the Cotton Bowl.
Can anybody there afford to come here and get a good old game?
Well, you know, I'll be down there. Even though I work in radio, we know how radio pays us, man. We're all broke, but I'll find my way at Jerry's World on Sunday. You better believe
that. Your station is paying for you to come?
Oh, no.
I was like, wait.
Hey, Sean RJ,
TV money.
We can agree on this one.
Yeah.
We broke, baby. We work in morning radio, man. We ain't getting no dollars.
All right, so tell us what the deal is with Garoppolo in terms of the hand injury, and if you guys don't run the football down our throats, are you definitely going to lose the game in all seriousness?
Well, I mean, if you look at what Jimmy Garoppolo's done over the totality of his career, the guy is the comeback kid. done it time and time again. The defense has let him down a couple of times this year when it comes to, you know, closing out games. But fourth quarter drives, the guy is nails. Now, he'll float one up, three flies up, and throw a knuckleball into the middle of the field in the second quarter, what? And the whole place is ready to strangle him. But the guy, I got to give it to him. I mean, he's got the balls at the end of the games, and he delivers every time for this team. Now, I know he didn't do it in the Super Bowl when push came to shove. He lost to Patrick Mahomes. He outplayed him for 3.5 quarters. Jimmy Garoppolo is coming off the best win of his entire career against the Los Angeles Rams down in L.A. Push comes to shove. They're down 17-0, and he threw them back.
Is this Butcher Boy talking?
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Butcher, yeah. Boy. Get a butch.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Get a butch.
Why
What's your favorite cut?
Why are you Butcher Boy? Why are you Butcher Boy?
Because I actually was a butcher, and I used to call into Sports Talk Radio at 14 years old, cleaning sawdust off the floor. You know, I'm a real San Franciscan, fifth generation, unlike you guys. Where are you guys from? Oklahoma?
What?
Tennessee?
What,
when did you move there? Wait, I actually grew up rooting for this team.
What butchers have sawdust in their store?
Well, this is going back to the 90s, homie. I mean, I don't know if you ever actually, you know, had a real man's job, but your boy did.
Hang on. You don't talk like that these days. There's no such thing as that, real men's jobs.
I did have to work on a farm for a week.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Keeping cows.
Huh? Well, you may need to go back to a farm. Hell.
Let me tell you.
Jerry Jones needs to go back to milking cows because, boy, he won nothing since 95.
I mean, come on.
I know the Niners have lost two Super Bowls in the last 10 years, and they've got an NFC championships, three straight with Harbaugh. They went to one a couple years ago, embodied the Green Bay Packers. But you guys haven't felt what the third round feels like. Were you guys literally bored when the Cowboys won a Super Bowl? You guys don't know what the NFC Championship is like. You don't know what the NFC title game is like. You get close and close. Hey, but you guys are still probably losing sleep over Dez Bryant and that fraudulent catch up in Lambeau Field,
Jimmy,
right?
Jimmy G got more playoff wins in one run than you guys have in the last 27 years.
Damn, well, that's not good. Bro.
You guys are stabbing. You're stabbing your own quarterback in the back.
No, they're stabbing their own fans at the game.
Yeah. At the games. And you guys are holding on to this. I mean, you sound like Homer, so you guys must do big, major Homer radio.
No.
50-50, everyone believes we're going to win. And then you're holding on to this because you know you drafted the wrong quarterback. So you're mad about the future, and you're ticked off you didn't draft Mac like your head coach wanted, but your GM wouldn't allow, so that's why you're being Homers this morning, right?
Big Homers. All right, we're on the simulcast with Sean and RJ, morning show in Dallas on 105.3 The Fan, here with the morning roast. We're going back and forth. And they're giving it a good old try. Hey, they're giving it A for effort.
Big hat,
A
no
for
cow.
Effort. But you know what?
Is this Bonte? How do you pronounce your first name?
It's Bonte. Hold on real quick. This is what I tell people. My mom, Becky Tyndall, she's a great mom. She's a great woman. But look, I always tell her.
Wow.
Hey, you know what?
Damn, dog.
Hey, she does need
crossing
a boyfriend. Hey, whoa. Okay, damn. It's all good. But look, she was drunk off the Hennessy when she named me, right? I thought it was going to be Dante, Vontae. She came up with Bonte, which makes it a very unique name because when you say Bonte in the Bay Area, you eat for free. You get into clubs for free.
Bonte, I wasn't
in the Bay Area. But since you want a date with my mom, I don't know if you can afford her because you know you guys are on that tax system in Texas. You know what I'm saying? You guys are probably, the way I look at Texas people, man, you guys are eating all the time and big old steaks. You guys don't really believe in weight programs out there.
You're doing a show with a butcher boy.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You got red meat artery problems. Bonte, I wasn't making fun of your name or your mom. No. I was just going to say, I think you have... Do you have bad allergies this morning? You sound stuffed up.
I'm a little stuffy.
Okay.
Is that what it is? I'm just curious.
That's fine. Hey, don't worry about that, though. Worry about Sunday, the bludgeoning you guys are getting, because I see how you guys are trying to
they're in California.
From the football game. California.
Oh, yeah, it's legal.
Hey, the best weed in town.
I know.
None of that brown dirt in Texas.
Guys, how far do you think that San Francisco can go? Like, what's your playoff ceiling after you beat us?
Oh, my God.
I mean, we got no problem rolling through Green Bay, and then
Jesus,
we've already beaten them. We're undefeated since Jim Harbaugh arrived against Green Bay. We haven't lost to Aaron Rodgers once in the playoffs.
Let's flip it on them because we know Cowboy fans are like Laker fans. They're the most delusional fan base in all the sports.
Are you guys also Yankee fans? Red Sox fans?
They just jump on winners. But what's the ceiling for the Dallas Cowboys? I mean, Amari Cooper, he shows up for four games a season. We know that. Ezekiel Elliott is a hamstring away from being out the league. Tony Pollard's a part-time back who doesn't like getting hit. So what's the ceiling for the Dallas Cowgirls?
California.
Yeah, get into California.
L.A., like a nice city. Not where do we stay?
Here's
wait, Butcher Boy.
We stayed in the loin.
Yeah, we stayed in the loin there for the Super Bowl with a dump of a downtown.
God, y'all's downtown is horrible.
It was like The Walking Dead down there.
That strip club movie theater was kind of cool, though.
So we'll go to L.A., not San Francisco.
Yeah, it's called Market Street Cinema. Did you get a little happy ending? That sounds pretty sad.
Yeah, I was in there.
I was happy to leave.
It was a scary sight in there. But, yeah, our ceiling is Los Angeles in the Super Bowl with a straight face.
I mean, as a neutral observer?
No, like as a participant, you know, with like the top offense in the league and the rookie of the year, maybe the defensive player of the year and the guy who leads the league and all the interceptions and all that.
It's funny. You guys average 40 points a game against the NFC least, and you average like 25 against the rest of the league. Top offense looks a little inflated.
What is the biggest win of the year for the Cowboys? Right.
What
is the biggest win?
What's the biggest win of the year? Dak actually signing a $40 million contract?
That's a good win.
What is it?
It's a good win. Patriots? Chargers?
The team that didn't make the playoffs?
Do you guys
really bring up the Chargers?
Do you guys want to bet on the game instead of doing all this talk? Do you guys have Venmo accounts? No, don't send me a Salisbury steak or whatever with the sawdust on the floor.
We are in Silicon Valley. I think we came up with Twitter, Facebook, Google, Venmo, and all that stuff. So
you came up with it?
You probably Cash App guys, don't you?
Cash App? Wait, is that an insult? Cash App Silicon Valley?
Hang on a second. When I go to the Trap House, I use Cash App all the time.
Is that a Silicon Valley insult that if you have Cash App? Is that an insult?
It could be. I mean, you know, the broke people used to use Cash App.
Cash App turned in better than Venmo now.
But you know what? You know, I'm giving you guys too much credit. You're probably still using Western Union here in 2021.
These intelligent jokes. Well, look, let's come up with a money amount, and then we can use whatever you guys created and you invented, and then let's see how much you talk and how much you're willing to back it up in terms of the Odyssey paychecks, and then we'll just flat out bet on it. We won't send brisket or you guys send us seafood. Let's just straight up bet money on it. Let's see how much you
want
to talk.
You could send me sourdough if you want to.
Yeah, sourdough.
Or some of that weed.
I
would like some.
Oh, yeah, I know. Your guys' Texas toast is pretty garbage.
It's a little overrated.
It's a little dry. Just a little. Man, it is straight whack. And your barbecue ain't even that great.
You crossed the line.
What's the prediction? Seriously, each of you, what's the score? What's the prediction?
31-28, 49ers. Come on. And Jerry's going to have a heart attack in the post-game presser talking about, I can't believe Dak came up short. Nick Bosa's about to eat alive Tyron Smith book it.
I mean, Dallas will find a way to blame Mark McCarthy and Dan Quinn. That's what they usually do with Dak Prescott.
Mark that.
They won't blame Jerry Jones, who's never won anything without Jimmy Johnson. And yeah, that was Jimmy Johnson's team you won with Barry Switzer back in 95. So whatever you guys want to do, money, I'm all good. Yeah. Okay. It's all good. You name your price.
Okay, well, we will see what happens, and let's name it on Twitter and have fun with the different fan bases, and then we'll see what happens. And hit us up. Flonase, when you come here, you hit us up.
When you move here like the rest of everybody over there.
Flonase and Butcher Boy. We ain't Joe Rogan, homie. Newsflash.
And we ain't Joe Rogan. We're cool. Our real estate's significantly more expensive than yours. Chill out, man.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the game.
Hey, we'll talk to you on Monday. We'll have him back on Monday.
Probably.
And we're going to re-rack this interview here.
Re-rack.
Yo, man.
Jim Rome.
We just got insulted by 1,500 SAT scores.
I don't know what they were saying on half the things they said. they were starting to go into the technology.
Cash App? What was the thing at the end there?
Re-rack?
Oh, no, the real estate?
Oh, real estate.
Yeah. Back candidates for real estate value? I mean, that's Silicon Valley humor.
Are they happy that it costs more money to buy a house there?
Silicon Valley trash talk. Tri-tip.
Oh, but the technology insults. Like, you guys don't even have enough space in your terabytes. It's like, what? To what?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.